Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Most of us stepping out to temperatures in the 20s this morning and some frosty wind chills. Plan a little time to scrape. We also have the chance of some showers overnight. I'll show you who will likely see those.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese live in Raleigh with what we know about the memorial ride for a fallen Greensboro police officer. His body will be taken here from the medical examiner's office in Raleigh back to Greensboro later today.
Plus, a family is mourning the loss of this six-year-old little girl after she was hit and killed by a car. Hear from her father, who says she brought joy to everyone.
And Wake County Animal Center is so overcrowded, it's having to make some changes. The director explains what people can do to help this problem. We have that and so much more coming up for you on your Wednesday morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things started. One of the things that is not going to change this week, you're going to need the coat. Every single morning this week, Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Right now, those below freezing temperatures.
It's a cold start this morning. We have a string of them this week, but it's January, so I guess we should expect that. Early January, holiday lights up there in Clayton looking beautiful. 31 degrees currently. With no wind, and we don't have much wind out there this morning, but still, I threw up the wind chill just to show you a couple of spots. 29 is the temperature in Fayetteville, but it feels like 24. It feels like 21 in Southern Pines, but it's 28 in Rocky Mount, 32 in South Hill, 23 in Roxboro. So some cold spots out there this morning. Our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue to signify the clear skies. We're looking at increasing clouds this afternoon, but it will be on the mild side with temperatures in the mid-50s. After that, we have the chance of some light showers. We'll push on ahead. It'll be a dry day today, but by the time we get to 9 or 10 o'clock, we're seeing a little light rain from the Triangle area south and east. It picks up a little bit right around midnight, especially for, say, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Fayetteville, and Clinton. But it's out by the morning commute. There's 5 a.m. You can see that rain slipping right on out of here. We're dry after that for Thursday and Friday, but, of course, Saturday morning, we're going to be watching for the potential for some light freezing rain early in the morning as this begins back into the northwest. We'll take a look at Futurecast here, and you can see a little bit of that pink area showing up just in our far northwest counties just for a few hours. It's not likely to cause any impact. It won't be heavy enough to cause power outages. It's not going to cause slick roads. What most of us will see is a cold, wet day on Saturday. I'll show you how much rain we'll see coming up. Brian?
It is 6:02 right now. We still have that hit and run investigation reported on the south side of downtown Durham University Drive right around Duke Street. So look out for some police activity there. Also a report of a disabled vehicle in the past little while in the south part of Raleigh on South Saunders Street at Carolina Pines Avenue. Not seeing any delays on the sensors through that area just yet, but again, look out for some flashing lights there on the side of the road, Jeff.
Hospitals in our area have been seeing more people come in with flu, RSV, and COVID. And today there's new state data coming out that will show where those cases stand. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Duke Hospital in Raleigh. And Duke Hospital's changing its policy now because of all these cases coming in.
Jeff, they sure are. And as these hospitalizations just keep going up, hospital officials are taking action. So starting today, visitor restrictions will be changing here at all Duke hospitals across the Triangle. The state will release new COVID, flu, and RSV data in a few hours. Duke Health saw a 112% increase in flu cases across its hospitals, and that's just in the past 2 weeks. COVID cases also rose by 8% with 41 patients. In the past week, UNC hospitals saw a 73% increase in COVID cases, an additional 38 patients. RSV cases also went up by 50%. And of course, students are headed back to school this week. Here's Duke Health Infectious Disease Specialist Dr. Cameron Wolf's advice for parents.
Kids are not very good necessarily at telling us, especially elementary school or primary school age kids, about their symptoms. So be prepared to be observant about how your son and daughter is symptomatically feeling.
And Dr. Wolf says if you're noticing your child is displaying those cold and flu-like symptoms, he says it's probably a good idea to keep them home instead of sending them off to school just to slow the spread of all these illnesses. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, an officer who was shot and killed while trying to stop a robbery will be escorted from Raleigh to Greensboro. WRAL's Brett Neese joins us live in Raleigh. Brett, tell us about the memorial ride happening today for Sergeant Philip Nix.
Yeah, Michelle, it's been a tough few days for law enforcement across our state. The memorial ride will take place. It'll begin here from the medical examiner's office in Raleigh and then go to the Greensboro area. Take a look. This is Sergeant Philip Nix here on your screen. And police departments and other first responders from across the region will join this memorial ride. It'll take place along I-40 as they take the fallen officer back to the Greensboro area. While off duty, he confronted three people trying to steal beer from a gas station last Saturday. He was then shot and killed. The three faced a judge for the first time yesterday. They are due back in court in April. Today's procession will start around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Live in Raleigh, Brett Nix, WRAL News.
A Cary family is preparing for a funeral after 6-year-old Jocelyn Hernandez was hit and killed by a car. Jocelyn was playing outside her Cary home Friday when police say she was hit by Andrew Everett in the street, who was speeding and driving recklessly. A police report says Everett showed a lack of remorse and used derogatory language toward the little girl at the scene of the crash. WRAL spoke with her father through a translator, and he shared his daughter brought joy to the lives of many.
La persona que conoce a la niña.
Oh, he just wants to know that Jocelyn was a caring, lovely, beautiful girl. The people who have met Jocelyn, they're just very hurt of the news.
And the family currently has a GoFundMe page to accept donations for help with burial costs.
A Raleigh man charged with murdering his 5-year-old son is in jail this morning. According to an arrest warrant, the boy was abused so badly it caused his brain to hemorrhage. His father, Amir Hines, was initially charged with felony child abuse, but those charges were upgraded to murder when his son died. WRAL spoke with the boy's grandmother about what happened. You can find her story on WRAL.com.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, a new video into our newsroom of rescuers searching villages in the western part of Japan that is still reeling after Monday's powerful earthquake and subsequent strong aftershocks. Matter of fact, Ishikawa and nearby areas were shaken by a 4.9 magnitude aftershock earlier this morning. It's just after 8 p.m. in Japan right now, but again, this is new video into our newsroom from earlier today. Officials say rescuers are in the race against time ahead of predicted bitter cold and heavy rain. People are doing whatever they can to survive. Right now, the death toll is up to more than 60 people. The Japanese military also dispatching about 1,000 soldiers to help in the search and rescue efforts there in the western part of Japan. Of course, we'll keep you updated with any new developments of this story.
The Biden administration will reopen several ports of entry at the southern border tomorrow. The four ports are in Texas, California, and Arizona and had previously been closed because of a record influx of migrants. December was a record-setting month where Border Patrol agents encountered more than 300,000 migrants at the southern border.
Today, House Speaker Mike Johnson will tour migrant processing facilities at the southern border. He'll lead a group of House Republicans in Eagle Pass, Texas. The Speaker's office says the trip is intended to, quote, highlight the ongoing failures of the Biden administration's border policies. It all comes after Johnson called on the president to take immediate action at the border.
A man accused of firing shots inside the Colorado Supreme Court building is expected to be in court today. Denver police arrested Brandon Olson for breaking into that building yesterday. It started as an accident in which one person pointed a gun at another driver. Police say Olson then shot out a window of the Judicial Center and entered the building, holding a security guard at gunpoint. They say he then fired several shots from inside the building, eventually then calling 911 himself and surrendering. No injuries were reported. Olson is being held on several charges.
This morning, an economic forecast event is happening in downtown Raleigh. It's called Launch 2024, and it starts this morning at 8 a.m. at the Barton Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. President of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, Tom Barkin, and Sarah House, who is a senior economist for Wells Fargo, will look ahead to what this year will bring for the economy. WREL is a sponsor of the event, and we will live stream it on our website.
Wake County's Animal Center is so overcrowded it is having to make a change. The center announced owners will no longer be able to surrender their dogs. Animal Services Director Jennifer Federico tells WREL the decision was made because animals aren't moving out fast enough as Wake County's population grows at a large rate. The shelter reopened for adoptions last month after an outbreak of dog flu forced it to close. Staff members at the Animal Center say pet owners can play a role in reducing overcrowding, which is a statewide and national crisis.
It'd be lovely if everyone spayed and neutered their pets so we didn't have overpopulation. There's a lot our community can do to positively impact this as we move forward.
There is an exception here. Animals adopted from the Wake County Animal Center, those will be allowed to be returned to the shelter. Federico suggests working with a trusted family member, friend, or neighbor as an option to try to rehome your pets. Durham City Council unanimously approved two big items on the agenda during a meeting last night. They approved a three-year contract with Housing for New Hope. It helps combat homelessness in Durham. And they voted to approve additional lead testing for area parks. That came after high levels of lead were found in some areas.
Coming up, questions remain this morning about a change in leadership at the State Court of Appeals.
What we know about the removal of Chief Judge Donna Stroud.
Plus, those puffy jackets are very important to keep your kids warm this winter, but they could be dangerous. How to know if your kid's jacket is too bulky for the car seat?
It's a cold start out there this morning with temperatures mainly in the 20s, but we'll see a warmer afternoon in the mid-50s. We'll likely see some showers overnight in our southeastern counties, and we're working into a wetter pattern with some rain on Saturday and again Tuesday. I'll show you how much total we can see for the next 7 days.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a cold start in most places. Look at that, 28 in Wilson right now, but the whirligigs are still, so there's not much of a wind chill, fortunately. Durham and Raleigh sitting at 31 right now. Fayetteville's at 29. Our skies are clear right now, but we'll see increasing clouds this afternoon and a chance of rain overnight tonight. I'm going to walk you through that in just a few minutes. Cold out there, 25 in Southern Pines right now, 29 Fayetteville, 25 Tarboro, 26 in Irwin, 32 currently in South Hill. So exercising this morning is cold. Our temperatures this afternoon, though, not feeling too bad. We'll be in the mid-50s. We'll see increasing clouds and overnight a few showers for our southeastern counties, followed by an all-day rain on Saturday and again Tuesday. We'll talk more about this very active weather pattern and how much rain we'll see coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 614. Looks like that earlier hit-and-run investigation in Durham on University Drive near Duke Street now has cleared. We still have that disabled vehicle, though, on the south side of Raleigh on South Saunders Street at Carolina Pines Avenue. So look out for some police activity there. Let's take a look at those major approaches into Durham right now. All clear on I-40 in both directions. Looks fine out of Raleigh. And also that eastbound trip from 15501 out to 885 is delay-free. And coming in from North Durham right now on southbound 501, no delays from Infinity Road down to I-85. Michelle.
All right. Thanks, Brian. And there is new leadership at the North Carolina Court of Appeals. WREL's NC Capitol team learned it's not a change the ousted chief judge wanted. We learned that Donna Stroud was removed as chief judge of the appeals court against her will. She says Supreme Court Chief Justice Paul Newby, Republican, ordered the change but did not say why. Stroud is also a Republican, but some powerful GOP leaders tried backing another candidate to take her seat in 2022. She will remain on the bench, just not as chief judge. Fire crews in Alexandria, Virginia, worked to battle this large fire burning at a warehouse overnight. Authorities say the fire was contained at 11 p.m., but crews are still monitoring some hot spots. Fortunately, at this time, no injuries have been reported.
A federal judge very soon is expected to unseal hundreds of court documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Those documents would reveal the names of 150 people from his victims to his associates. Attorney Mark Randazza, who moved to unseal those records years ago, says the records from a now settled civil suit have been kept from the public eye.
A lot of the court file that should have been open to the public was not. So everything that the court relied on that was in the record that contributed to that summary judgment has got to be made public.
Ahead on today, what this could mean for those people abused by Epstein and those with a connection to him as well. The Today Show starts right here on WREL at 7 a.m.
Fayetteville City Council considered whether to censure the city's mayor and a council member during last night's meeting. Councilwoman Courtney Banks McLaughlin wanted to censure Councilman Mario Benavente and Mayor Mitch Colvin. In her request, she writes, this item will accomplish the goals of reassuring the public that the council takes seriously disrespectful and discourteous treatment of staff and other council members. The mayor and Benavente were not allowed to vote, but were allowed to participate in the discussion. According to the mayor, no one voted in favor of the censure.
The United States has reportedly reached an agreement to extend its military presence in Qatar for 10 more years. It's according to officials familiar with this agreement, but hasn't been publicly announced. The deal highlights Washington's reliance on the country that has played a role in mediating the release of Americans from captivity in Gaza and Venezuela. The Al Udeid Air Base is the largest U.S. military installation in the Middle East. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin visited the base last month.
Those big puffy coats keep your kids warm during these cold mornings and evenings, but they can be very dangerous for kids in car seats. There is an easy way to check if your child's coat is too bulky. First, secure them in the car seat wearing their coat so there's no slack in the harness straps. Then remove the coat and put them back in the seat. If the straps are too loose, there's a problem. The solution is just take the coat off. With a puffy jacket on, the harness may not be secure enough to keep your kids safe in a crash.
I'm going to guess today was a puffy coat day for Elizabeth Gardner. As we get over to the WRL Severe Weather Center, we're going to string a few of these together.
You know, I'll come in my puffy coat when it's 60 degrees. I mean, I love a puffy coat. I hate to be cold. So, yeah, I don't mind looking like the Michelin Man. We take a look at Goldsboro, and skies are clear. It's dark still, but as the sun comes up, you'll see clear skies, pretty lights there in Goldsboro. We take a look at Apex. I finally saw one brave soul out there running down Salem Street just a second ago. He was moving very fast and very bundled up. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Take a look. Temperature on the left and wind chill on the right. There's not a huge wind chill, but a couple of spots feel colder than it really is, like Southern Pines, where it feels like 21, feels like 24 in Fayetteville. It's 28 in Clinton and Rocky Mount, 32 in South Hill, but 23 in Roxborough. So it's cold out there, and most likely you're going to run into some frost on your windshield. We have three different systems that we're watching that are going to bring us some rain in the next week or so. This one down here, moving across the Gulf Coast, comes swinging by, kind of clips us to the south and east. Another one coming onshore in California arrives on Saturday. And then there's a whole nother one for Tuesday that hasn't even developed yet that the models are starting to pick up on. We'll be sunny this morning. By 5 o'clock, it's cloudy. And by the time we get to 9 o'clock, we're starting to see some showers south and east of the Triangle area. Maybe a little light rain there around Raleigh. By midnight, it stretches all the way up to around Durham or so. It picks up a little bit past midnight. Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Clinton, Fayetteville, seeing some pretty, you know, good rain. Not likely to see a lot of it in the rain gauge. Just maybe up to a quarter of an inch, but it's out of here by the morning commute tomorrow, and we will clear rapidly. So most of us will sleep through that one. Probably not going to sleep through Saturdays, except it's going to make for some really good napping weather. Winter weather likely in the mountains and in the western half of North Carolina. We'll have some light freezing rain in our northwestern counties, and this one could cause travel problems as it moves across the country. We will see some significant snow with this, just not for us, just back to our north and west, and especially up into New England. So let's take a look at it on Futurecast. We kick things off here on Friday. We'll pause it here Saturday at 5 a.m. and you can see back to the west, west of Greensboro, the pink areas. That's where we could see a little bit of light freezing rain. It kind of sneaks into some of our northwestern counties by around 8 a.m. on Saturday, but it doesn't last long. We're going to see the warmer air pushing through. So maybe a light glaze north and west of the Triangle area, north of, say, I-85, but it's not going to cause any travel problems. It's not going to cause power outages. It'll just be sort of a gee whiz. And then that rain moves out. Basically, the big impact on Saturday will be the cold rain. A chance of an inch of snow, not for us, but for the mountains and on up into the northeast. And then on Tuesday, we have the potential for another round of some heavy rain. Right now, it is showing the chance of some wintry precipitation up in our northern counties, but it's a little too early to, really key in on that too much. As much as 3 inches of rain out of all three of these systems together, Saturday we'll see a high of 50 and Tuesday 60 degrees. So, you know, Brian, us snow lovers are kind of crying over here. I know you're not.
I am not. I'll take the rain. It is 6:21 right now as we check traffic. And as we zoom into Raleigh, we do have a report of a hit-and-run investigation that continues on the ramp from Wade Avenue westbound onto Blue Ridge Road. Not seeing any delays out there, but look out for some police who still could be at the scene investigating that earlier hit-and-run. Also, we have a disabled vehicle on the south side of Raleigh on South Saunders Street right around Carolina Pines Avenue south of I-40. I haven't seen any delays with that. Looking good in Durham this morning. No trouble on either side of I-85. And I-40 still looks good as you head between Chapel Hill, Durham, and Raleigh.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Coming up, an update to that plane collision at the Tokyo airport.
We'll tell you what investigators have learned so far about what led to that fiery crash.
And as we head to break, here's your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
David Beckham is making a playful jab at his wife, Victoria, and her, quote, working class family.
And Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Wednesday, Brian.
Beckham posted this photo to Instagram with the caption, just a nice casual New Year's Eve lunch at the Ritz, very working class. My mother and father-in-law left in their roles. The comment is a nod to his docuseries Beckham, where in one episode his wife said both of their families were working class. Beckham then questioned the former Spice Girl, telling her to be honest about that claim.
It sounds super blue collar. I mean, Victoria admitted that her dad picked her up from school in the 80s in a Rolls Royce.
My dad didn't that.
Everybody?
That's not normal.
Didn't everybody?
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was picked up in an overheated Pontiac. Anyway.
Oldsmobile wood paneling.
Yeah, you got it. Real cars.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is trending this morning after the season 4 finale last night. And one ex-user posted this saying, raise your hand if this is one of the best Housewives episodes you've ever seen. Mm. Oh, many shocking secrets were revealed, but I'm not going to, you know, ruin your day by giving any spoilers here.
Okay, I am a Real Housewives super fan. I did read about the spoilers. I'm not going to say anything, but there was some shocking news about a cast member. And apparently it was the juiciest in Bravo history. So I'm going to watch it. And I will let you know, Brian.
Well, I've got some catching up to do. Let's get out of here.
I have to catch up, too. It's fantastic, phenomenal. Mm. I love Real Housewives.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
The movie industry has 9 billion reasons to be happy. That's how many dollars last year's domestic box office earned. Analysts say that 2023's total is the highest movie sales reached since the pandemic. Among the big hits at theaters this year, Barbie and Oppenheimer, which collected $636 million and $626 million in sales, respectively. Other successful movies included Wonka, the Super Mario Brothers movie, and Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
We're clear this morning, but we're looking at some showers overnight tonight in our southeast counties. The rain's likely to be fairly light, but it's just beginning here tonight. We'll see more on Saturday and again Tuesday. We'll talk about how much we'll see this week coming up.
And you're taking a live look at Duke Hospital in Raleigh, where new visitor restrictions take place today. What we're expecting to learn about the amount of COVID, RSV, and flu hospitalizations in the state.